This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Talk radio you control. You can talk about whatever you want. 603-283-6160. Maybe you want to scold these three white people sitting around talking about racism and how everyone should be treated equally regardless of their skin color. You can do that. 603-283-6160 is the caller line. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. Change the subject if you want. We're talking here largely about racism. Mark, you still haven't gotten into what exactly happened at this college.
Smith College, yep. I will get into that. But in the last segment, we're discussing sort of the comparative and contrasting differences of how some are oppressed and not oppressed, right, based on what their particular conditions are in reality today. And one thing I'd like to say is that there was definitely a time in U.S. history when being black sucked. And
it's probably not a walk in the park still. It probably is easier to be white than it is to be black in the United States.
I don't know the answer to that.
That's why I said probably.
It probably depends on where you are.
Depends on where you are, how you choose to dress, how you choose to talk, and the sort of activities in which you participate.
Right, but those are unrelated to skin color.
They are, and, you know, like some people will act like they're not, you know? Like Trayvon Martin was held up as a black martyr, but there was a big deal made about his hoodie. Now, his hoodie isn't black. In fact, it was white.
Trayvon Martin was the kid that was in, was it Miami or something like
killed
that?
Killed by George Zimmerman.
I think it was close to Orlando. I think it was
somewhere in Florida with a guy, George Zimmerman, who was like a neighborhood watcher kind of guy.
Who was not white.
Did he shoot the guy? Did he shoot?
He shot him. And killed, yeah. Shot and killed the young man.
And he had, like, some candy and a soda or something that Trayvon did?
Now, we don't know whether Trayvon, like, the story is very difficult to parse out, and Trayvon Martin is not here to testify, but there's no doubt that he was wearing a hoodie, right?
I would say his testimony is largely irrelevant. George Zimmerman was out of line.
I don't know if George Zimmerman had been in a fight and Trayvon Martin was after him and he was retreating and he shot. I don't know. I mean, the thing is that it's much easier to
I've retreated
to
from fights. I've never shot anyone.
Well, he was only in a fight with him. If he was in a fight, it was because he was picking on him. Because he was, you know, he thought he thought Trayvon was somehow suspicious or whatever, and he was just a kid walking with some, you know, soda
right.
pop.
In a homeowners association neighborhood, and he was part of the neighborhood watch or something like that. You know, I don't know. I'm not here to hash that out. What I am saying is that Trayvon Martin would probably not be dead had he been wearing a tie.
Or he wouldn't be dead if some Karen from the neighborhood watch had decided to shoot him and kill him.
I'm just saying that the case against the
I'm
Karen
wearing a hoodie right now.
Would be, I'm not claiming hoodies are bad. I am claiming, however, that, you know,
hoodies are only bad if you're black in a rich neighborhood.
Nope. Law enforcement officers think, and they do turn well into, you know, things that help hide your identity. I was just walking into a store today, noticing that I was pulling on my sock hat and had a mask on because it's the only way for me to go into my mailbox store. I could be robbing this place. All they can see is just my eyes through here. There's nothing left. So, I mean, you know, people who rob sometimes would want to wear hoodies. It's convenient. Just saying. Not saying that people who wear hoodies are robbers, but robbers are more likely to wear hoodies.
Well, there's definitely a true, I mean, it's a fact that people judge based on appearance. They prejudge.
Including garb.
They stereotype, and I don't think you're wrong about that.
Yeah. They'll judge you based on your car. They'll judge you based on your clothes. They'll judge you based on your height, your
good
looks.
That doesn't make it okay, but that's what happens.
I think that Rush Limbaugh, is his old shtick about Uglo Americans, becomes more and more insightful.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, he did.
We don't listen to that lunatic.
By the way, did you hear that they're going to keep him on the air?
Is going to do some best ofs?
like till further notice, basically. They're saying that into the future, Rush Limbaugh will continue.
Well, is it his show with
what, they're going to have
Mark
an AI doing his voice or something?
I don't know exactly what it's going to be, but it's going to be like clips of okay. Rush Limbaugh. So they're going to keep it rolling.
Well, he's got almost 30 years worth of stuff. Or 40 years?
I don't know.
I mean, it's so long.
They've been playing Art Bell shows for years past his death.
Yeah. It's true. Anyway,
coast to coast,
you wanted to compare
to the Rockies
and contrast a trans woman's difficulties versus a successful white ex-convict's oppression.
I didn't want to do that.
Well, you said to wait. I had made the claim that you could pretend to be a man any day you wished. And I use the term pretend because you claim that your mind is that of a woman, right?
Sure.
Okay. And so you'd have to pretend to be a man because you are a woman on the inside. On the outside, you have the plumbing of a man.
You don't have to dress it up in, you know, so much, you know, hedging of the conversation. I would disagree that, you know, I could just throw on a T-shirt and a pair of pants, not put on makeup, and no one would think anything about it.
Is it because of the red hair? The bright red fire engine red hair?
Or is the boobs, maybe.
You're growing some these days? I mean, I don't know. You wear loose clothing.
You missed the Republican meeting.
So
she was topless at the Republican meeting. There's video.
Oh, my.
There is.
Yeah.
It's on my YouTube channel.
What is the YouTube channel?
YouTube.com/Aria DeMezzo.
Wouldn't know how to spell that.
Mark, good Lord.
Man, you've known me how long?
Aria DeMezzo. Just like
so,
it sounds.
So
why did you ask? Do you plan on looking that up later?
Sure, maybe.
he is alone right now. His wife's away.
You could easily use an ace bandage and strap down whatever you've managed to grow with hormones over the course of the last few years, right? And then, bam-o, wham-o, manhood. Just saying. It could be done.
Is the point of this whole conversation to hammer home the fact that you're a felon and so therefore you are the most discriminated against person?
I think that there's a reality between people who can switch on and off whatever it is that might cause them to be discriminated. I'm discriminated against often because I'm an a-hole, right? But I can choose not to be anytime I want.
I'm not sure about that.
On the inside, I'm an a-hole. Like, really? That's how I was born.
We believe you.
I was born an a-hole on the inside. But when I'm in mixed company, I know I have to behave myself. Uh-huh. I can act like not an a-hole.
See, I don't want to compare and contrast discrimination. I just wanted to dispute the notion that I could, you know, on a whim, just say, no, I'm a guy today.
Good. Would you like me to go through the Smith College, this woman, Jody?
Yeah, because I still don't know what happened.
Right. So this is from her resignation letter. Now, she's got lots of videos out there. She's been doing this over the course.
Who is this person?
She is a staff member who has resigned from Smith College because of the basically atmosphere of reverse racism that's going on there. Smith College is probably the most famous women's college in the world.
Is she white?
Yes.
Okay.
Under the guise of racial progress, Smith College has created a racially hostile environment in which individual acts of discrimination and hostility flourish. In this environment, people's worth as human beings and the degree to which they deserve to be treated with dignity. By the way, it's worth pointing out that she's an alum of Smith College.
And she works there.
Yes. To be treated with dignity and respect is determined by the color of their skin. It's an environment in which dissenting from the new critical race orthodoxy, or even failing to swear fealty to it, like some of the McCarthy-era loyalty oaths, is grounds for public humiliation and professional retaliation. I can no longer continue to work in an environment where I am constantly subjected to additional scrutiny because of the color of my skin. I can no longer work in an environment where I am told publicly that my personal feelings of discomfort under such scrutiny are not legitimate, but instead are a manifestation of white supremacy. Perhaps, most importantly, I can no longer work in an environment where I am expected to apply similar race-based stereotypes and assumptions to others, where I am told when I complain about having to engage in what I believe to be discriminatory practices that there are legitimate reasons for asking employees to consider race in order to achieve a colleague's social justice objectives. I believe it was the San Francisco school board that very recently spent the entire time talking about a new board member who was a gay man who is has a kid in the school who is very active within the school board and the school. But because he was white, they spent the entire time talking about how it would be not diverse enough if they let a white gay man onto their board, and never got to whether or not we should open up because of COVID. I got a little bit more here.
Sounds like California.
Yeah, it's nuts out there, ladies and gentlemen.
More about this in just a moment, unless you want to call and comment on it. 603-283-6160.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now, or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
The LRN.FM social media channels have been revamped. We've eliminated Facebook and focused on other platforms like Twitter and Mastodon, the decentralized alternative to Twitter. On our accounts, you'll find posts from multiple LRN.FM show hosts together in one place. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.lrn.fm, or better yet, move to the decentralized Mastodon social media platform at toot.lrn.fm, toot.lrn.fm. I think you'll like it.
Do you feel like your nation, state, or community no longer holds your values? Have you dreamt of a place where people agree that liberty is important and are free to pursue their projects so long as they respect the property of others? There are many people just like you that are discovering FreePrivateCities.com. Their social media links are at the upper right of the page at FreePrivateCities.com. All skill levels will be needed when the first of the Free Private Cities opens. It's sooner than you think. Stop arguing and build. FreePrivateCities.com.
What if the United States and Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Live Talk Radio you control. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. 603-283-6160 is the call in line. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Mark.
I want to say thank you to Eric Haley, who is tonight's amplifier. This means he's a member of the AMP program. He's actually a gold-level amplifier, which means he chooses to give $10 per month to the AMP program. Of course, we don't ask that. All it takes to join is $5 per month. That gets you in. It gets you a number of cool little perks, like an AMP-only call-in line, an AMP-only group at an AMP-only chat at chat.freetalklive.com, and some other cool features. Plus, the biggest thing, it helps us get on more radio stations. Helps us to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. Hence his name, amp.freetalklive.com. If you want to learn more about it, we do accept Bitcoin and I think Bitcoin Cash.
No.
Okay, just Bitcoin. So
if you want to do something else, you can just email me.
That's true.
Yeah,
as well.
If you want to amp with Bitcoin Cash, that is certainly possible, but you have to email.
It does not work directly to the website.
Yeah. At ian@freetalklive.com.
It's too much work to basically implement that on the website, and almost no one asks. So.
So thank you again to Eric Haley for that. We hope you enjoy it. We hope you continue amplifying the show. Mark, I got to ask that we move on here because we've been talking about this for like four segments and we still have no idea what the hell happened with this lady.
Well,
other than that, she was like, "You people are racist."
This
She's probably right. I mean, they probably are.
Is working in an environment, Smith College, where they have a woke culture and
like every college,
right? There's not she never reveals the incident. For her. She's talked about many other incidents in her videos and these sorts of things.
Well, it seems like she's doing the right thing. I mean, she's leaving a place where she's uncomfortable and where the situation sucks. And that's what people really ought to do. And it ought to include people who are at jobs where they're being told they have to wear a mask, for instance. People need to, if they don't like it, they ought to express themselves to the management. And then, if they're a good employee, they should be willing to take a walk.
I think that there's another issue here that's kind of worth pointing out is that the major colleges in the United States, the ones that we've always called the best schools, have taken a hard turn to the left, if that's what you want to call it. But more, I don't even know that identity politics is really leftist. I think it's just more insanity. But whatever.
Haven't these colleges been hard left? I mean, everybody's always talked about that the whole time I've been alive.
Hard left, but not identity politics left. And there's a difference there, and that's what I'm trying to point out is that now, today, as a business owner, if somebody comes to you with a degree from Smith College or Harvard or Yale or wherever, Princeton, you're probably thinking about it differently than you did 10 years ago, just 10 years ago. And I think that that's an important thing to at least acknowledge in American culture is that some of the touchstones that we used to have. We knew when we were growing up that if somebody went to Harvard, that they were super-duper smart. And as a matter of fact, Tom Woods basically puts created his career on the fact that I'm smart, I went to Harvard, and I'm a libertarian. I'm Tom Woods. You know, that's his whole shtick. And it's good, and it works, and he is smart, and he did go to Harvard, and he is a libertarian.
I had no idea what school he went to, and I don't care.
I know you don't care.
Your schools don't impress me much.
But would you agree that Harvard is one of the most impressive degrees that one could have?
I don't care about degrees. It doesn't impress me at all.
I didn't ask you whether it impressed you or not.
Generally, they're from a very wealthy family.
It does not mean that. It does not. Harvard is an investment bank with an educational arm. They can give degrees to whomever they want now. And have been for some time. So they've been taking people in. As a matter of fact, there's a lawsuit against Harvard right now that they are that they're discriminating against Asians because they make them achieve higher on test scores than they do for the white kids that get in.
People that pull themselves up by their own bootstraps is what impresses me, not school people.
I think that you can pull yourself up by bootstraps by having good academic scores.
Good academic scores just means you can study for a test, or
you can memorize whatever the authorities have decided you should memorize.
Certain.
I say this as a college graduate, by the way. It was
the only one on the air.
It was a complete and total
waste
of time.
From community college.
Yeah, you got an associate's, right?
Yeah, it was a waste of time.
Yeah, as was mine. I mean, everything that I learned in IT, I learned from doing it. Nothing that I learned at school related to it. Was remotely helpful.
Yeah, me neither. In fact, I had to unlearn things they taught me in school.
Yeah. I would agree with all of that, but I think that there's many business owners now that have not yet learned the lesson that you're saying, which is that college is largely useless, and you'd be better off hiring three people who weren't from college and trying them all out and finding the best one than you would be hiring one graduate from college and putting all your money behind that.
Well, if they don't figure it out, then they're going to lose. Maybe they'll lose in the market.
Yeah, well,
the hard way.
Now, the question is currently, you know, when people think of big degrees, they think of jobs like, you know, lawyers in major cities, investment bankers, you know, these kind of careers that make huge money.
Sounds awful, though.
And people work very hard at crappy jobs and drop out and, you know, mental health issues and all these sorts of things. I'd say also for students that this path is probably not desirable.
Which path is that?
The path of going to college, going to one of these major colleges.
I'd say going to any college is an undesirable path. I mean, it's worse now than it's ever been with all these COVID mandates all over the place. I mean, for instance, Vincent, a former co-host here on Free Talk Live, he's been watching very closely what's been going on at Keene State College, and it is just absolute madness.
It is.
I mean, it is insane what is going on at these colleges, and they're all doing it. They're all shoving these COVID mandates down these kids' throats, and it is sick.
I've got a friend who's at college. He's majoring in music studio, music production. I'm like, dude, this is a waste of time. I can do everything that you're learning to do, and I taught it to myself, and it didn't cost me $18,000 a year.
Here's
or
a tutorial online.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, you can go onto YouTube right now and look up every video you would ever need to build an actual house. People have done this.
Oh, yeah. And it's true with music, too. I mean, I can't imagine the music industry cares about your degree. I can tell you the radio industry certainly doesn't. But there are jobs where it matters. If you wanted to be, say, a state senator, Ian, how many times have you run for state senator or governor?
I don't know. A few.
Yeah, several times. And
I don't think he lost because he didn't have
a college. He's always lost to somebody with a degree. And I'll tell you this, almost everybody who's run for president in the United States, won the presidency in the United States, has gone to an Ivy League college or a military school.
Who cares?
It would be
interesting. That's not something to aspire to be a politician. I don't run for office because I care
I hope
about
good people
actually
do.
Getting elected.
We were just talking about
it's just a tool
Amash and Massey.
So it's just a tool to get in the news with the ideas of freedom. That's the only reason I run for office. I don't actually want to get elected. My God, that would be terrible.
Well, at this point, you haven't had to worry about getting elected.
That's right.
I don't think it's because he doesn't have a college degree, though.
Arya, if you had won in the sheriff run, would you have taken office?
Yeah.
Okay. If I won any of the elections, as a matter of fact, I did win three elections, and I did take office for what it was worth, small offices for party,
I hesitated a lot because it would actually be dependent upon whether or not I had to swear an oath of fealty to the United States. And a lot of elected offices do in New Hampshire.
They have that in the oath, yeah.
Yeah,
but the sheriff is not actually required to make that oath, from what I could tell.
I'd be surprised if that were the case.
And I doubt very seriously they're not going to let you into whatever office you won if you don't swear the oath.
By the way, Mark, you brag about getting elected. You were elected as a Republican delegate to the convention, which is a meaningless post.
Oh, I got that.
Yeah, she got that because she won the primary.
Yeah, well, I mean, I got elected. I was on the ballot and people
voted
for me.
You had no opposition.
It's Free Talk Live.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Testifying at a Senate hearing on Tuesday, the former head of the Capitol Police said his department had prepared for a protest on January 6th and ended up facing a coordinated assault. Stephen Sun told the panel that he did not receive any intelligence that indicated the level of violence seen was possible.
As recent as Tuesday, January 5th, during a meeting I hosted with my executive team, the Capitol Police Board, and a dozen of the top law enforcement and military officials from D.C., no entity, including the FBI, provided any new intelligence regarding January 6th. It should be also noted that the Secretary of Homeland Security did not issue an elevated or imminent alert in reference to the events at the United States Capitol on January 6th. We properly planned for a mass demonstration with possible violence. What we got was a military-style coordinated assault on my officers and a violent takeover of the Capitol building.
This is USA Radio News. Tiger Woods was injured in a rollover crash Tuesday in California. Police say his vehicle was involved in a single-vehicle rollover crash, with Woods suffering serious injuries to both legs. His injuries are not life-threatening, and he underwent surgery after being transferred to an L.A. hospital. Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva says Woods is lucky to be alive.
The interior of the cabinet of the vehicle was more or less intact. The front end was totally destroyed. The bumpers, everything was destroyed. Airbags deployed, all of that. And however, thankfully, the interior was more or less intact, which kind of gave him the cushion to survive what's otherwise would have been a fatal crash.
The sheriff also said there was no evidence of impairment in the crash. Former President Donald Trump also reacting to his friend's accident, telling Fox News,
"He's overcome a lot, and but you know he's had an incredible life, and he's going to continue to have an incredible life. But now he'll recover from this. It's pretty bad on the legs, I understand, and you know he'll figure a way."
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160 is the caller line. You can call in, talk about whatever you want. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June the 28th through July the ForkFest for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Beautiful mountains, beautiful camping grounds. ForkFest is the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but ForkFest is decentralized, which means that no one is in charge and there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 28th through July the 4th, and you're in. But if you want to talk to other ForkFesters or plan something, check out the website, forkfest.party. You can find links to the Telegram chat there. There is also a forkfest.com if you want to get a quick preview of what sort of vendors have already signed up. So check it out, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July the 4th. It's going to be an awesome thing. And it may be the only convention festival thing that happens this year because it doesn't like COVID or the government is letting up anytime soon. Let's go to the phones. We've got Dave calling from New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
How do you like me now that I'm living in New Hampshire?
Congratulations.
This is Dave from New Mexico.
Oh, yeah. I put NH. Of course, I have it. I say New Hampshire a lot more than I do New Mexico. Mm-hmm. Sorry, David.
What's up?
College. So the college may have started out to for the purpose of educating you, but now 90% of the purpose of colleges and universities is indoctrination, programming, brainwashing, and filtering, using it as a mechanism to filter out undesirables from those that will be allowed into the institutions, the power structures of government, whether by elected officials or administrators or high-end corporations that play footsie with the government. That's the entire reason of the university structure. Like the University of New Mexico, that's the purpose. And they do things like, you know, first of all, you need to apply and be accepted, right? And then you need to pay them off their extortion money, right? And then you need to be graded all the way along. And anytime somebody doesn't like you, they want you out of the program so that you don't have future control. They just fail you or reduce your grades enough that you don't get the most desirable jobs based on your grades.
This happens a lot, and young people are very concerned with this. And they write, you know, look, you can find it all over the Internet, where young people are saying, hey, look, I'm in for a penny, in for a pound on this degree. And if I don't get it, then I don't get whatever the job is that I want to get in the future. And so I've got to parrot these lines that these people say. I've got to, when they ask me for an essay on why whiteness is bad or whatever the hell rambling crap that they've got going on, I've got to fill it out in the proper way. This is how they decide. This is how they vet these things.
But some of them aren't just parroting. Some of them actually do adopt these beliefs.
Sure they do.
I mean, remember,
I parroted the crap when I was in college.
Okay, but remember the guy that he still calls in. His name's Dan. He calls from Nebraska. And he used to be like this incel sounding guy, and then he went to college and he got a college girlfriend, and now all of a sudden, like for the last few years, he's total leftist, and he still calls in. He's just got a completely different viewpoint, and I don't know if I don't think he's pretending.
Well, I did pretend, except with one instructor, one of my English comp instructors who was she made it clear that she was a friend of Reagan, so anytime I had to write anything, I just chose to write about the free market. But with all the other ones, yeah, it was all, oh yeah, carbon emissions bad, so wokeism, you know. But I mean, you're just
playing, you make a better case on carbon emissions than you can on identity politics.
You're just playing a character at that point. I mean, it doesn't matter what that
it's not acting school.
I'm just trying, you know? It is, though.
And
I don't
so
care what they think of me. I just need that grade. Thank you. Thanks for the grade.
If you don't get the grade, then you don't get the degree. If you don't get the degree, then you can't sit for the board examinations or whatever and get your license. And then if you do get a license, then they have that holding over you. They can revoke your professional license for anything, even including failure to pay your child support. You can no longer work. How's that for a good one? You didn't pay your child support, so now we're going to take away your ability to work so you can even better pay your child support, right? So they do things. They do things to you like that as well. It goes all the way up. And then remember that all of the taxpayers are funding the whole racketeering organization, because the universities are not funded by tuition. That's just one small part of it. They get most of their funding from taxes and from kickbacks from corporations for doing this and doing that and doing the other thing. So it's a racketeering outfit from top to bottom that includes the entirety of the government and all of these colleges and universities and the corporations that are playing along with them. Don't hire college graduates. Get into a business that does not require by law people who have some sort of a certificate.
Well, certificates are a different matter. Like, if someone came up to me looking for a job back when I managed my IT firm, and one of them had a 2-year associate's degree or whatever, and the other one had an A-plus certification from CompTIA, I'm going to go with the guy with the certification.
Yeah, I mean from the colleges. From the colleges and universities, especially the public ones.
So why is it? Tell me about these certs. I don't know
because
about these certs.
A certification just shows that he's smart enough to not waste 2 years in college to get the same level of knowledge.
Okay.
Yeah, so. I was not. I didn't mean. Let me restate. I didn't mean. I should have discerned between private certification, which is what I recommend, as opposed to the public colleges and universities certification, which is a racket.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I don't think anyone here does. Dave, thanks so much for the call.
Yep. Well, he doesn't need to disagree with us in order to call in. I think that it brings up a...
he makes an excellent point.
Yeah.
College is definitely a waste of time.
And money.
Well,
I mean, I'm so glad I didn't go to a four-year college. I mean, I only wasted 2 years, and I didn't have debt after I left that thing. Man, these
I had
poor
scholarships,
kids were...
so I didn't have to do it.
So,
to me, that's the number one test. If you have to pay to go to college, that's your number one sign that you're not smart enough to go to college.
Well, that is a system that doesn't work universally, right? Like, if everybody who was smart enough to or wasn't smart enough to get a some kind of scholarship didn't pay, then everybody who got a scholarship would have to pay because the college wouldn't get enough money. But
that doesn't mean they belong there.
I like systems that work for the individual, and that is a system that has been recommended more than one time by some very successful people here on the air, is that if go to all the school you can get for free. And I think that that's a fair thing to say, which means, by the way, do well in school so that you can get to go to school for free. But another thing I'd like to point out, Ian, is that you are kind of a fringe case in so much as you were very successful in your youth as an entrepreneur. And whereas...
Well, plenty of people can be entrepreneurs if they actually try and go out and do that, but college and government school destroys those ideas. It tells people that they have to get a job, that they have to work for somebody else, they have to have a career, and it dissuades people from being entrepreneurial.
I knew a lot of people in from 18 to 22 that were basically doing nothing. And, you know, they might have made a paycheck, but the paycheck wasn't getting them any further in life. They were, you know, punching a clock and just making a few bucks.
Sure.
And those people probably would be better off had they got a degree that they could point back to.
I don't know about that. Not if they're in debt.
Right. Well, the debt today is different than it was when we were kids. I mean, the amount of debt...
No, it sucks back then, too. I'm
sure.
Sure.
But look, man, I paid for my community college with a check. Okay?
Okay,
I went in.
Debt.
I had a whole... Right. I had a whole semester, and I paid for it out of pocket. But now you're talking about $45,000 per year.
Not for a community college.
I don't know what it is for a community college. I'm just saying...
It ain't going to be $45,000 a year.
Okay. Is it as much of a waste to go to community college
yes.
if the price is a tenth? Okay, so you're
already
making the argument that community college is a waste of time. Why are you arguing about price?
$1,865 is the average cost of tuition for one semester at a community college.
That does not sound right to me.
I'm not arguing.
$1,800, only $2,000
yep.
for a semester?
Yep.
Is that a full, 18 credits or whatever?
These people, the number of credits you take is irrelevant. But the people who... We'll talk more about it in a moment. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live with Aria, Ian, and Mark tonight. And Mark, you had another story that I really wanted to get into. It's incredibly fascinating. An Asian American was attacked, it would seem. I think you said this took place in New York City?
Yeah.
So tell us about this, because it starts out stupid, right? Somebody being attacked, that's terrible. But it gets worse.
Right. So this is from Russia Today, which is a propaganda arm of the Russian government. This appears to be an accurate story, but I like to stick with the source that I found when I found it. Now, mind you, just because the Russian government has a propaganda source doesn't make the things false, and just because something's heard on Voice of America does not make it true. So, follow Voice of America on Twitter. Like I
know. No, don't.
Do you feel the need to point out that Russia Today is an arm of the
Yes.
Russian government every single time?
Yep, I do.
Do you do the same for the BBC?
I think the BBC is clear.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, like, that's all the only news there. I do it for CBC, sure. I do it pretty often. I like to do that.
Okay.
Yes. And, you know, I mean, I would consider Russia a nefarious actor.
You know? Why?
The bombing of the flight out of Amsterdam, or the shooting down of a flight out of Amsterdam kind of bothers me.
I haven't heard about that.
Taking over, well, they during the Ukrainian conflict there, when they were trying to take over eastern Ukraine and took over Crimea and stuff, Russian forces, perhaps the Russian military, certainly people with Russian weapons, shot down a Dutch airliner.
See, I would agree that the Russian government is nefarious, just as the American government is.
Okay. I wouldn't say the same way or the same depth of nefariousness. There's differences.
The United States government dropped two atomic bombs on civilian populations. I think they're way ahead of the game on who's more nefarious.
The United States is actively invading the Middle East. I don't think the Russians are doing that, right?
Not today.
I mean, they lost in Afghanistan a long time ago.
They sure did. That was before the Soviet Union. Yep. I don't like either of them. I would say that if you're talking about deaths since X date, likely the United States government has more than Russia.
It's probably a lot harder to be trans in Russia, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do suck for that. New York activists respond to brutal attack on Asian men by rallying against white nationalism, even though the culprit was black. anti-racism activists in New York have...
The sad thing is it doesn't really matter if this is true or not, because I could see this
happening.
That's
highly believable.
Yeah.
Right.
But was he a black white nationalist?
It could be.
Clayton Bixby.
Yeah. My God. That Dave Chappelle is just a genius. He's just so great.
By the way, speaking of white nationalists, Chris Cantwell is expected to be sentenced tomorrow morning.
Yeah, the Keene Sentinel had a story. When I read the story, I felt a little betrayed by you, because the thing that you talked about Cantwell was that he had said, you know, mean things to this other white nationalist, and I didn't really care about that. But his other charge was, he had two charges, and the other one actually seemed bad and wrong, yeah, and likely that he did.
No, it was the same white nationalist that he was talking with. One charge was, Cantwell has done some, bad and wrong
things. He's a gross
dude. No doubt about that, but at least in this particular case, all he did was talk crap to another person who is just as bad, if not worse, of a character than he was on the Telegram app. And one of the charges was interstate threats, and the other one was interstate extortion. Those aren't the exact names of the charges, but that's essentially what they were, federal charges. And so, yeah, it was just two white nationalist, awful human beings just attacking one another over the internet. That's what this was all about.
It only benefited the cause of white nationalism to have one of them removed and put in jail.
That's correct, yeah. The federal government, by targeting him, ultimately reduced the amount of strife within the white nationalist community.
Well, that may very well be true. I wish I could remember off the top of my head what it was that I saw in the article that I was like, oh, I wish I'd have known that when I was calling Cantwell a political prisoner, because it does seem very much like he, in many ways, is, being held for his opinions, and one presumably should not be held for their opinions in the United States of America.
Well, that is why he's being held.
Mm-hmm.
The FBI wanted to help the cause of white supremacy by reducing the amount of strife in it, so they sought one out and they took one off the playing field.
Arguably, the FBI wanted to go and raid him to get access to his things and see what they could learn, likely, from his things. That's my guess on this one. And, they've hit him with charges because they can,
yeah,
ultimately.
Well, they needed an excuse.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said he was going to room the boat patrol and dox them, reveal their true identity.
The Bull Patrol,
I don't really care about any of that.
The Bull Patrol is a group of white nationalists, racists, whose fanaticism around the Dylann Roof character, who was the murderer of the South Carolina church. If you remember that from years ago, he went in and shot up a church. There was news about that. He had a bull haircut, and so the Bull Patrol named themselves after his haircut. They targeted Chris Cantwell's show. Initially, I think they were fans of him, but then they flipped and they turned against him. And then
these are all irascible, disgusting individuals.
They are.
Yeah.
Bull Patrol arguably is even more despicable than Chris Cantwell is, if you can believe that. There's a good argument that they're even worse of human beings than Chris Cantwell. And so Cantwell sadly made the mistake of becoming obsessed with his haters and targeted them back with the sort of same sort of behavior, and ultimately it escalated. But it only escalated to conversations on Telegram. I mean, it's not like...
Yeah, he didn't escalate very far.
Yeah, he didn't show up with a can of bear spray at this guy's house or anything like
that. Here's one thing. So Cantwell posted photos of this guy and his family and the street where they lived in an online chat group.
So?
And called Child Protection Services in Missouri. Right, that's what I'm saying. This is the thing.
Well, the state shouldn't be a weapon that one white nationalist can use against another in the first place.
Agreed, but he used it.
Well, he's for the state.
I know.
He's a statist now.
But don't expect me to say that this is a good thing.
With sending threats to people online. That's also a bad thing, but it's not criminal.
It shouldn't be. At this point, I don't even know that he threatened in the traditional way that I would call
rape,
a threaten.
He threatened to rape the man's wife, or to he have said, sex with the man's wife.
Right. So that's not rape.
That's right.
Right? So,
well,
like, sex... The F word.
He didn't add the contingency that if your wife consents.
Right.
But he also
I understand.
But
sort of disregarding the question of whether or not a woman consents.
He also didn't say that
rapey.
She. Well, but he also didn't say that she wouldn't have consented. There's also the possibility that he'd already had sex with the man's wife by consent and was just going to do it because he said he was going to have sex with her in front of his children at that point.
Right, he used the F word, but the F word isn't the S word,
and it's not
the R word. Excuse me. So I'm not willing to call this that part a threat. I am willing to say that it is an aggressive act to call child protection services to get an investigation started against somebody and have their children removed because they wouldn't give you information on somebody.
But
you
that's
didn't
no
like.
Lower than what the Bull Patrol people would be willing to do either.
No doubt.
So, I mean, these people are literally at the bottom of the bowl.
Look, the fact that they should be locked up, too, I don't know.
No, they shouldn't. None of these people should be locked up. Let them fight each other.
Exactly.
Let them fight. That would be fine. I don't care.
In fact, it's worth pointing out that I don't want to give them credit, but to the Bull Patrol guy's credit, he did not report it to the FBI. They found it because their agents are infiltrating these groups, and they found this Bull Patrol guy talking about what Cantwell said to him, posting screenshots of it in one of their little Telegram chats. And he called up FBI agent, called up another FBI agent, and said, "I just saw da 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 in this Bull Patrol group." And then
I couldn't get FBI agents to do anything about documented threats that I had. Nothing.
That's right.
You're not a white nationalist.
You actually have a lunatic who has threatened your family's lives.
Yeah. Let's keep the name.
I'm not going
to
say his name.
At this point, he has not done anything since he has been warned. So,
right.
I'm
but
glad.
You had that happen, and the FBI has not done anything about that.
Yeah.
So.
Yep, but it wasn't the FBI that did anything. It was a private security contractor.
Oh, is that right?
Yep.
Interesting.
I got some recommendations if you guys have security issues or want to take firearms classes. I got a guy who does a really great job. You can email me at marketfreetalklife.com.
Well, the FBI didn't do anything for you because you're not a white nationalist.
Okay.
I mean, that's pretty much the only point I wanted to make.
They did something for Ben Shapiro, who was rated by Talkers Magazine as one. So he was the 25th. We are currently the 25th rated talk show in the nation. Is that right, Ian?
That's right, as of 2020.
Ben Shapiro was the 25th at the time. This was in 2019. So we were number 26. Ben Shapiro called up the FBI, said, "Hey, somebody's threatening me." 3 days. They got the guy. They got him locked up. By the way,
I do hope that Cantwell gets time served. He does not deserve to go to prison for any longer than what he's done on this, which is already a year.
I don't see any point in that. I would agree with you on that. I want to just give the plug if I can. It's Forsvars Concepts. That's Forsvars Concepts. And that's the security company.
Right, you might want to post that to social media, which people would be able to find at social.freetalklive.com. Thanks for listening.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946.
800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.